This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And, you know, we're all at home. Things are starting to open up. We all miss, we'll say, the creature comforts of life. And one of those things is food trucks. Now, you know, with the social distancing, food trucks are, they're out there, but they're kind of tough to approach and wait in line. So joining me this morning is Frank Flood. He's a volunteer with the food truck event, Core Events Planning, and there's an event coming up. I saw this on Facebook, and if you're not following them on Facebook, you should check them out, Core Event Planning. And they do these, they're transitioning a little bit, Frank. You guys are doing, you know, it's a food truck festival, but there's a little bit of a different spin on it. And I appreciate you joining me this morning, Frank.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what is that little bit of a spin for a food truck festival that you guys kind of had to adopt to take this on the road, I guess you could say?
Well, a normal festival, you can come in, walk up, and get whatever you want. What we've had to do now is make it a drive-through, similar to a fast food restaurant, and have cashiers and runners. So we've had to adapt it that way. No one's allowed to get out of their car because of social distancing.
If I'm going, you know, this is airing Sunday morning, you know, Saturday was your first day of the event. So you guys were able to kind of work out some of the little kinks of this festival. So if I'm showing up today with my family, it's going to be a gorgeous day. I pull up, what should I expect to, you know, approach me when I enter?
When you pull in the gates, first thing we're asking and telling everyone is please pack your patience. There will be some lines because we are a drive-through, just like going to a fast food restaurant. First thing you do when you pull in the gate, we hand you a menu, and you've got to wait in a line that queues through the fairgrounds so they're not waiting on a road. And then you'll proceed to pull up to a register, and you hand them your menu all filled out. You're just like a normal fast food restaurant. You pay it there, and then you move to window 2 where we've got a station set up where your food will be delivered to your car.
So you're able to order from more than one truck at a time?
Exactly. The way we're doing it is the menu has 6 different trucks. We do a menu. We don't all have our full menus because we're trying to keep this moving along. And, you know, the rate of speed, if everybody's got 10 items, we can't handle that. So we've all got 3, 4, 5 items on our list. And you can order from pulled pork mac and cheese all the way to ice cream, frozen lemonade, corn dogs. Anything you can get at a fair, we pretty much have.
Now, how difficult was it to get some of the, you know, the trucks involved in this? With, you know, everyone's had to adjust a little bit. Was it difficult to find vendors for these events?
At this point, it was not very difficult because there's not much going on. A few of the guys have adapted going out and sitting on the road. But for the most part, everyone just wants to get out and get working and feel normal again.
Yeah. And I know where we camp in East Hampton at a campground, and that's one thing they've been trying to do on the weekends is have a food truck come in. You know, you go online to their website or order through their Facebook page, you prepay. It's basically, you know, it's a food truck delivery service. I'm like, it's great. You know, you get the food you're used to, and you're still supporting the local guy. Like, you're supporting the local person that's driving these food trucks, maintaining them. And I think that's something that during this pandemic that a lot of people used to take for granted but are now really on the bandwagon to support your local small business.
Yes, oh, very much so. And all of us to Harwington, I think the furthest person away is about 12 miles. Everyone's local. We've all been doing this for a long time, and we appreciate people coming out and supporting us. I mean, it's been hard for all of us. None of us really have much work.
So like we said, this is the Harwington Fairgrounds this weekend. You know, what are the hours on Sunday? And it's also going to be next weekend, the first weekend of June. So what are the hours of the event?
The hours of this event are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We close the gate. You will be able to, if you're in the fairgrounds, you're going to be able to get served after 6. But the gates close at 6 o'clock.
You know, this is, and the fairgrounds is easy to get to. It's a nice ride out there. You know, any direction you're coming from, it's a beautiful place. Like we were saying before, you know, I have a Volkswagen, so I know the area. We always do the pancake breakfast at the firehouse and then go to the show when it used to be on Father's Day weekend. It's an easy to get to place, beautiful fairgrounds. Is there going to be any restrooms, amenities for people if they're showing up for these events? Or
the one thing that is one thing we cannot do. Per the health department, no one's allowed to get out of their vehicle, so there will be no facilities available. Just like when you go to any fast food restaurant, you hit the drive-thru and you keep going.
Okay.
So they're not letting us do that, only because with the wipe down time, the wait for dry, for the sanitizers and all of that, it would be out of control. So it's like I said, it's a drive-thru. You pick up and there's no place to really stop.
And you know, it's a drive-thru, but like you said, there's going to be multiple things. I mean, you can get, what are some of the trucks that are going to be there? What could people expect? You know, you can go from your dessert, your appetizers, your entrees, all in one shot. What are some of the samplings people might be able to pick up there?
Well, we've got some, you know, some favorites. Low and Slow, who's local up here. He's from Torrington. Great guy. He's going to have 4 or 5 items on his menu. You know, the most popular items, pulled pork. He's got sandwiches. He's got mac and cheese. Right down the line, we've got the Chicken Shack, who's doing tenders and fries. Leo's Lunch is actually doing fried dough and foot-long corn dogs, which you can't get those anywhere else. Also, ice cream. The ice cream's always at the fairgrounds here. It's the same ice cream that you'll always get at any Harwinton event. We've got new for 2020, Dad's Frozen Lemonade. That just rolled in today. We're actually trying to get that on location. And then we're going to have cotton candy and kettle corn. So pretty much you can get anything that's at a fair in one location.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your vehicles. Keep the air conditioner running. You know, you got the runners, the volunteers. This, I'm sure, is one of those events, like many across the state, where volunteers make the event happen.
Very much so. The Agricultural Society here is actually doing 99% of the volunteer work. They're not inside the booth, but they are your runners. They are your cashiers. They are taking care of all of the site and the facilities here. So they're doing all that. And they've been so great to work with. We do a lot of events here, and we love the guys up here. And it's a good cause. And they do a lot of stuff up here.
Yeah, the farming community, the agriculture community, especially in that neck of the woods, I mean, there's a lot to be said for, you know, your local agriculture and farmer that make communities thrive. And without them, I think, you know, a lot of people forget, without them, there wouldn't be that local produce, you know, that we all come to know and love this time of the year. You know, the plants are in the ground, the vegetables and fruits are growing. You know, stuff like this with the, you know, the drive-through food truck festival. Where do you see this going in the next couple months, you know, going forward? Do you see this becoming the new normal, unfortunately, I guess we could say?
Yeah, we don't like to say the new normal because we're afraid that it might stick. We are definitely doing 7 or 8 different weekends in different locations. And it's you know, helping the fairgrounds survive because they can't have fairs. I know Harwinton is still on. Harwinton is still going for this year as of today, but other fairgrounds in the area have already canceled. So we've already talked with, we'll be in Bethlehem in July. We're going to be in Guilford in June. We'll be in Hebron in June and July, and hitting just these different fairgrounds that need the help as well.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the, you know, the fairgrounds. Again, it's one of those things that kind of go under the radar till it's fair season, and everyone's like, you know, waiting for the fairs, but the fairs, a lot of them aren't happening this year, so this definitely keeps the fairgrounds in people's minds, keeps the fairgrounds going, because again, you know, someone's got to maintain this land and keep the land usable. So for you guys to, you know, partner with local fairgrounds to provide these, you know, food truck drive-throughs, I think it's amazing, and I appreciate that. You know, one thing this show tries to do is highlight those local events that, you know, help local communities, help the local organizations maintain their buoyancy, I guess. And especially this time, you know, everyone is hurting a little bit. So for you guys to be able to do an event like this and show the fairgrounds some love and have people come out and kind of maintain that food truck festival without it being a full blown festival, I think is great.
Well, thank you. We're trying to, like I said, just the families that are here are happy that we're having it. The fairgrounds is ecstatic, and a large portion is to give back to the fairgrounds just to keep the maintenance on the facilities. And this is an awesome event. I mean, we're going to have a great time. Like I said, everybody, please pack your patience. hopefully not the new norm, but we're going to get through it all together and keep working with it.
That's one thing, you know, during this whole pandemic and social distancing, people have to think so far outside the box at this point. It's pretty amazing watching the creativity of people at work. You know, something like this, if we brought this up even a year ago, like a food truck drive-through would have been like, why? You know, just get out and walk up to the food truck. Like, you know, smell the food. That's part of the enticement to go to an event like this. But the normal has changed. You know, we got to get, I don't want to say get used to it, but just roll with it. You know, still live your life and go to these events and support people and support your small businesses that are out there doing the work. And I can just see these things growing more and more. So I really want to have people follow you and like you on Facebook. You know, Core Event Planning, it's coreeventplanning.com. Follow them online. I can definitely see more of these events being added. Like you said, you got fairs coming up. You got the Hebron, the Guilford Fairgrounds. I can definitely see more of these things coming. And I appreciate you thinking outside the box on how to keep these food trucks going.
Yeah, it's been different. It's a different time. And we have to just evolve and adapt to what it is and try to bring people out of their houses and, you know, have a good time, but still social distance. So to do that, you know, it's been difficult, but we're getting through it, jumping through the hoops and taking care of the, you know, the CDC regulations and all of that. So it's going to take off. And like I said, it's, we've literally got two more contracts sitting on our desk that we have to sign for other fairgrounds until they're signed. I can't mention them, but we are doing a lot more and we're all just going to, you know, pitch in and work together on this.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Again, it's Frank Flood. He's a, we'll call him a volunteer, you know, partial, the go-getter of the Core Events Food Truck Festival. And I appreciate what you're doing. Again, if, you know, anyone out there wants more information, like I said, you guys are definitely going to be adding more to this. Core Event Planning on Facebook, coreeventplanning.com. Frank, I appreciate you joining me this morning. So get back out there and sell some lemonade and hot dogs, sir.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having us on.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day. All right, so that was Frank Flood. He's, we'll say, volunteer with Core Events Food Truck Festivals. And one of these events they're doing, it's pretty cool. It's this weekend, Harwinton Fairgrounds, this weekend, next weekend. It's a food truck drive-through, so you can still get the great food you love off the food trucks. They won't have their full menu because, you know, they want to keep the line moving. But get out, enjoy the weather. It's the Harwinton Fairgrounds. There's other events coming up, so follow them on Facebook, Core Event Planning. Get out there, enjoy what Connecticut has, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.